All right. Cool. So we sitting down with the Crow, Dub CNN with the Crow. What's going on, man?
Man, hard work, you know what I'm saying? Trying to keep this grind hard. That's about it. Keeping it West Coast for sure.
Okay, I hear that. Now, some folks at Dub CNN might not know about you, so tell them a little bit about who the Crow is.
Man, the Crow is loud.com's finest. I'm from the West Coast. I'm from South Central Los Angeles. I'm built for the rap game. This is all I've been working on for the past 4 years, and I'm coming to bring classic music to the West once again. It's already here, but it's just not being shown. So that's me.
Okay, so you mentioned the loud.com, and you mentioned that. I know there's a contest obviously going on. So tell me a little bit about the contest with SRC Records and that whole thing. What's going on with that?
It's a beautiful thing going on. Steve Rifkin, that's my dude right there. That's a brilliant guy right there. Made a contest for underground rappers that don't get a chance to get they shine, you know what I mean? And it's all internet wise. You gotta upload your track over the internet and get your fans up and everything, so it's teaching you how to run yourself in the music biz and everything. So loud.com has been a blessing. You go on there, you upload your tracks. I won $25,000. They didn't even give you money. Come on, how can you be better than pushing demos? This is like the best thing for breaking artists and underground artists that want to get their name out. This is the best thing.
Okay, and the contest has been going on since July, right? That's when you won that your $25,000, right?
Yeah, last July.
Okay, so is it difficult to keep your eye on the prize, even if it's? I know the grand prize is $100,000 plus a deal. Is it difficult to keep your eye on the prize, even with that at stake, since it's been going on so long?
Nah, that's one thing about me, man. I'm real focused and I'm relentless on something that I want. You know what I'm saying? Something that I vision, and if it's right there in my face and I see it and I want it, I'm going to get it. So no matter if the competition lasts for 2 years, I'm still going to be focused and I'm still going to be going straight for that goal, and that's the $100,000 and the deal with SRC.
Okay, I hear you. So you mentioned just a few seconds ago about some of the different things he was having you do, so that, you know, he's putting you through different types of challenges, so like recording rhymes to an established producer's beats, hitting the club on promotions, street hustle, etc. So which of those challenges was the easiest for you?
Damn. That's putting me on blast right there.
Nah, it's all good. I mean, you one of the four finalists, so I mean, yeah, you did something right.
The video task was the easiest for me because the song was made. I was the final, you know what I'm saying? I was one of the finalists, so I had to create a song, and then they made you go shoot a video to that song within 7 days. So the visual that I've already had for the song was easy for me to shoot the video. It was nothing.
Okay, so now flipping it, which one was the most challenging?
When I had to go to Power 106 and get my record spin.
Okay. So what was so difficult about that? And I didn't get the chance to look at all the different clips and everything, but I did see that was one of the challenges. So did that teach you a lot?
Yeah, it taught me a whole lot, man. It taught me to be persistent, stay hungry, don't let nobody, you know what I'm saying, deter you from your goal. You know what you want and keep going for it. Felly Fell, shout out to my dude Felly Fell, one of the hardest working DJs on the West Coast. Man, I have to find DJ Felly Fell, you know what I mean? I have to get my track to this dude, and that's a hard working man. As you can see, he got the hottest record on the West Coast right now, popping in the club. And he's a busy man. He got the new at 2 every day, you know what I'm saying? So I have to find a way to get at this man. You know, going up to Power 106, if you ain't got no leeway, you're going to get stopped at the door.
I feel you. Well, on your bio on the loud.com site, you said that you started out as a battle MC and now you make music. So explain the difference between the two.
A battle MC is like you take everything. It's like that's where it first really started from anyway. You know what I'm saying? Cats battling. You know what I'm saying? But you take everything you got and you spit it at your competition or you spit it at a nigga like what it do. You know what I mean? You grimy. You basically tear a nigga asshole apart. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And on the music side, you create music. You create something that the people want to hear repeatedly. You know what I'm saying? Everybody can sit back and crush a rapper, but can you make a hot track?
Okay.
And so I was crushing rappers for like 2 years. You know what I'm saying? They say a battle rapper can't make the transition into making good music. Well, you can see I'm a finalist, and I've been making good music for a year and a half right now. So I'm on my grind.
So on the same side, though, would you say that kind of like that battle mentality kind of helped you in this contest a little bit?
Yeah, it helped me a whole lot in the this competition because I didn't come in to coexist with nobody. I came in straight up with that fuck you mentality because I ain't here to coexist with nobody. I ain't here to make friends. I'm here to impress and deal with Steve. I'm here to deal with SRC. Anybody else, I ain't fucking with you.
Cool, cool. I noticed on your MySpace page that among all the different West Coast artists that you said influenced you, King T was one of them, and that kind of stood out to me. What about him influenced your style?
Okay. Straight West Coast gangster. I'm going to keep it real. My uncle used to bump King T every day. I used to be in his Cadillac. He used to low ride and everything. He would let me hit a little bit out the 40-ounce bottle.
Yeah.
Shout out to my nigga Ziggy. What it do, baby? This nigga had the CD. I know everybody knows it's a classic cover CD where he got the khaki suit on, house shoes, walking with the Mossberg. Nigga, I was like, now that's gangster.
Yeah, that's, yeah, act a fool.
Ever since then, my uncle been bumping them tracks. That was like my introduction to the gangsterness on the West Coast. You know what I'm saying? So.
Okay. No, I ain't nothing wrong with that. So I read where you said that the money that you received from winning the Bracket A back in July went straight to the bank. So I got to ask you, was it still there? Are you investing it? What's up with that?
Well, before, like, a lot of the competition thing and everything started, I didn't really know how long the competition was going to last. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I had the money in the bank at the time, but now you got to go for the gusto. So, you know, marketing, promotions and everything, like, I done made 1,000 t-shirts with my name and a logo on the back of it. I did photo shoots. Shout out to my boy Manny at Streetwise Clothing. You know what I'm saying? I did photo shots and everything. And man, it's kind of there, you know what I mean? I done invested, but you know I'm leaking a little bit.
Okay. Okay, so I know you got to be confident. So when you win the $100,000 and the deal, are you going to splurge a little bit, or are you going to, you know, find ways to invest that or put that in the bank? What you going to do with that?
We'll find out ways to invest in it for sure. I got a daughter, you know what I mean? That was another thing I did with the 25. I invested in her schooling, you know what I mean? Because that is a part of me, my child.
Right.
So I had to invest in her school. She go to private school. So, you know, that's coming out the pocket cold.
I know about that, man.
So I put her in school. She's in a good school, and I make sure she's straight. So with the $100,000, I'm going to put that towards her college fund because she want to go to Harvard. Well, she gets straight A's, and she got a B last, the report card, but she gets straight A's. So I'm going to make sure I'm going to follow her where she want to go. She want to go to Harvard. I'm going to give her money to go to Harvard.
I like to hear that, man. I got to emphasize that in this interview, man. You got to be – it sounds like you're a good father, man. How old is your daughter?
My daughter, 15. I had her when I was 15.
Okay, well, that's cool. So, yeah, you got to put that up because you got college coming up real soon.
Yeah, exactly. So I've been on the grind hard. You know what I mean? That's my shorty. I only got one. You know what I mean? So I take good care of her. Besides me being a rapper, I got to give you the other side. I am a father. You know what I mean? So I do my fatherly duties. You know what I mean? I'm home every night. Even if I'm out in Dago or somewhere far, I make sure I come home every night to kiss my baby. You know what I mean? Because I never know if that's going to be my last time interacting with her, knowing how crazy shit is on the streets.
I hear you.
You know what I'm saying? You're always supposed to be in tune with your child. So I make sure I'm in tune with mine.
True, true. Well, you speak about the grind. You touched on it a couple times. Now, do you see the possibility of the label deal as making it, or will you be just the beginning of your grind?
That'll just be the beginning.
Okay. Okay. Now, tell me, what's the reaction you've been getting? Because I listened to the I Am King remix with Glasses Malone and Omar Cruz. So what's the reaction been for that one?
I've been getting major love, man. You know, shouts out to Glasses Malone, Omar Cruz. Good luck for coming through, man. I appreciate y'all. Man, I've been getting straight love. Shout out to my boy DJ Trix and Cashville Radio. Everybody putting that thing in rotation, man. And you know, that's one thing I can say. Niggas is actually jumping and behind and supporting your boy, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of hating going on. It's easy to hate. It's easy to tear down something, but it's hard as fuck to build something up from the ground up and still have a positive, strenuous flow with it.
Okay. Well, they're going back to that track again. The fact that that you got them on the track kind of speaks to grinding and hustling and doing all those things. How was it working with them, man?
It was real good with Omar Cruz. Omar Cruz came down and blessed your boy right at the studio. You know what I'm saying? We got smoke on, kickback. Shout out to his boy Lulu. And we did the damn thing. G Malone, he was busy working on another project, you know what I mean? So he was in the studio at the same time working on another project. So when I shouted it out to him, you know what I'm saying, he was like, no thanks, I got your back, my dude, I take care of you. So he was like, I'm going to have to shoot it from the other studio to you because I'm working on a project right now. So he knocked it out with no problem, kicked it back to me, and it was a wrap.
Okay. So tell me, how is being a finalist, has it raised your visibility at all? Are you getting hit up for shows and collabs? What's up with that?
Yeah, I'm getting hit up for everything. Shout out to my boy DJ September 7, too, Cali Untouchables. I'm on a lot of mixtapes right now. I done just hit up Game Remix, Big Dreams. I'm on that. You can go to YouTube, type your boy name in, The Crow, THACOW, and you can check that out, too. I've been getting a lot of work right now, but I got to stay focused on the goal, on the task that's at hand right now, which is SRCLoud.com, being the man. So right now, that's what I'm focused on. Until then, that's when I can branch out and work with everybody else with no problem. But I got to make sure I take care of home base first.
Okay, so speaking of the contest again, why should Steve Rifkin choose you over the other three finalists?
Because I'm hot. Okay. I'm fly. I'm young. I'm fresh. I keep it real. And I keep it real hood. And I think cats think it's a joke when you actually spit your life, because everybody want to be that gangster, that hood, that, you know what I'm saying? I'm actually a cool dude, you know what I mean? Until you piss me the fuck off. That's when I'm, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to go upside your head, and I'm going to be that gangster that you really don't want to see.
Right.
But otherwise, I'm real cool with it. I'm fly, keep my shit clean, and that's what I'm bringing, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to bring that flyness back, because everybody think on the West Coast we got to be gun-toting, gangster, and my pants sagging to my ass. No, I'm real fresh with it. White TA, day clean, new Nikes, new Jordans. You know what I'm saying? I like to catch a bitch eye. I don't want a bitch to look at me and, you know what I'm saying, be like, oh, that's a dirt bucket. Nah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I'm keeping it fly, young, and fresh. That's why SRC should fuck with me, because I keep it fly, young, and fresh. And that's timeless. That'll never play out.
Okay. So I saw where you mentioned that before that when you win the contest that you'll still, you know, be able to find you in the hood. Now, I was curious, did you mean that you'll be still have the same hardworking, grinding MC mentality regardless of the money, or tell me a little bit about what you meant by that?
Like, I mean by in the hood. You know, a lot of cats come out, you know what I'm saying, whether you West Coast, East Coast, down South, cats get that money, and you don't see them no more, you know what I mean? They
gonna
fly out, nigga, to the suburbs or something, you know what I'm saying? And the only time you see them is on BET or on the radio, you know what I'm saying, or a show you probably go to. But nah, man, I'm hood. I grew up here. I grew up in the ghetto. So why the fuck should I flee from it when I become successful? I'm going to be right in the hood. So I'm visual to you. You know what I'm saying? You can come and be like, man, this cat made it from nothing, from straight dirt. Now look at it. You know what I'm saying? So you actually inspire other people. And when you run from that, you fuck the game up. So you can find me straight in the hood when I win this. I'm going to be in the hood. Come holler at me.
All right, man. Do you have any projects that are in the works right now or anything people can pick up or check out? What's up?
The last mixtape I dropped was Straight Off the Block. Various artists on there. Killed it, smashed it, and I dropped that for free. $3.99. Didn't even want nobody to pay for it. I wanted your ears.
Right.
I wanted to bless you with the West. So now I'm working on Bird Food. You know what I'm saying? I got to feed you now.
Okay.
So that's the next mixtape I'm coming out with, and I got major artists on it. I brung y'all Omar Cruz. I brung y'all G Malone. So just think what I'm bringing y'all, Nick. Come on, man. I'm bringing some more heat.
Okay. You sound excited, so I'm getting pumped too, man. So before we head out, is there anything else you want Dub CNN to know? The floor is yours, man.
The Crow is a real nigga. The Crow is hungry. The Crow is fly. The Crow is about money. Yeah, it's easy to beef. You know what I'm saying? Beef is nothing. Beef is what Biggie say. Beef is when I see you in the street. You know what I mean? And it go down. Ain't no talking. You know what I'm saying? But music is in my blood. Music is my passion. I want to bring that back. I want to bring the West Coast into that positive light. Everybody think you come on the West Coast, nigga, you going to get leaked. You know what I'm saying? No, you come out here, have a good time. Just be respectful about the situation. I want to bring that Dear Mama back. I want to bring that Biggie flow back when you feel good about the music and it touches you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's cool to club. It's cool to snap your hands and, you know what I'm saying, snap your fingers and shit. That's all lovely. But what about knowing the artist? You know what I'm saying? I can't feel you if I don't know you. So when Tupac dropped Dear Mama, I felt that, nigga. You know what I mean? That let you know that was a man talking about his mama, how
Okay. Well, thanks for your time, man, and good luck.